You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian O'Noonoyne is rewinding this week, examining relics and antiquities and finding a new passion.
And a very good morning to you all. Our relationship with the past is peculiar, to say the least. If, for example, you have a parent in jail, well, you don't tend to brag about it. But if your great-great-grandfather came over from the old country and was on the run for sheep stealing, suddenly he's like the family hero. Years ago, when I worked in a store that specialised in the history of people's names, I had legions of people tell me about their colourful ancestors. And they would do so with a glint of charm and cheekiness. There was undoubted romance in having criminal elements in the family tree, as long as the branches were way beyond reach. Modern-day Australians love to boast about their ancestors and how they were primarily convicts, condemned to perpetuity in the Antipodes. Which reminds me of the time that Ian Botham, the English cricket captain, arrived in Sydney Airport for a game. Now, bearing in mind that the rivalry is pretty intense between England and Australia, perhaps it is not too surprising to hear that the passport official decided, just for the lark of it, to hassle him with silly questions. Botham replied sincerely and politely to each of them in turn, until, that was, the official asked him sneeringly if he'd ever had a criminal record. "Oh," said Botham, "I didn't think you still needed one to get into this country." Classic. Not to be confused with the instant classic, while we're still on the subject of history here. The instant classic, such a total contradiction in terms, or oxymoron, as you people here prefer to call it, stateside. I like both terms, really. Distressed furniture reminds me of the instant classic notion. I want some antique-y looking stuff, but since I can't afford the real antique, and my parents screwed me when it came to furniture in the will, I guess I can create the illusion of antiquity and family heirloom by buying something that resonates these sentiments. Doesn't matter that I know that it's actually brand new, and someone was paid to scuff it up, give it a few nicks and dings, a few scratches and scrapes. Not too much, mind you, we don't want it looking unloved or neglected. No, just enough so that it looks like something from a bygone era, when the world was a much happier and simpler place. Just enough so it looks like my great Aunt Martha, bless her, bequeathed it to me. God knows I probably was her favourite. We're somewhat irrational when it comes to the past, and myself included. Like recently, I've gone back to learning the ancient Irish language. There are only about 100,000 people in the world who speak this language fluently, and I would like to be one. Why? Well, I don't really know, to be quite honest, but I think it has something to do with listening to the language of my ancestors. I'm not sure. And then again, it might have to do with the fact that I know I'd be horrified if someone suggested bulldozing a medieval castle, destroying a physical relic of the past. Well, the Irish language is a relic of the past, in some regards, but except that it's not actually physical, it's more abstract, and maybe even spiritual. But this doesn't make it any less important to me. Having learned French fluently because I lived there, I know the benefits of being bilingual. You're comfortably schizophrenic. And if I can learn Irish too, I'll be an idiot, but at least I'll be a trilingual idiot. Have a lovely week, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian O'Noonoyne, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS, and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian O'Noonoyne every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.